don't need my gun to protect myself from you. Because the hatred that has diseased your heart will cause your own death.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875. The Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Mr. Paladin. Mr. Paladin.
Get over here, hey boy.
Oh, there you are, sir. Oh, excuse, please. Do not wish to interrupt your lunch.
No, no, that's all right, hey boy. I just finished. What is it?
Oh, a lady wishes to see you.
Oh? Who is she?
Miss Janet Stocker.
Stocker?
Yes, sir. She has been registered at hotel for 1 week, sir. Very nice lady.
Well, where is she, hey boy?
She waits in lobby. Follow me, please. I show you. There she is, Mr. Paladin. Over there. Lady who sits in chair.
Thank you, hey boy.
Oh, yes, sir.
Miss Stocker?
Yes?
My name is Paladin.
Oh, yes, Mr. Paladin. I'm so happy to meet you. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
I know you must be curious as to why I asked to see you.
A request from a charming lady always piques the curiosity, Miss Stocker.
Well, then I'll not waste time, Mr. Paladin. I want you to take me to a place called Tecopa, California.
Tecopa?
Mm-hmm. It's where I was born. I must get back.
Oh, why do you need me to go with you?
Tecopa's a small town in the middle of the Mojave Desert. Neither the railroad nor the stage lines have routes that go anywhere near there. A woman couldn't make the trip alone.
I see.
I'll pay you $500 to get me there safely.
$500? Well, you must have a very special reason for wanting to go to Tecopa, Miss Snucker.
I have, Mr. Paladin. It's where I'm going to die.
Janet Stocker looked healthy and strong, but she told me she was ill with an incurable disease, and the doctors had given her only a short time to live. She said she'd been seeing specialists in San Francisco, but the results were the same. So accepting her fate, she wished to return to her place of birth and live out her remaining days among friends and relatives. I agreed to take her, and we left the next day. 1 week later, we made camp among the Joshua trees, deep in the Mojave Desert. 5 days' ride from Tecopa.
The desert's a lonely place at night, isn't it, Mr. Paladin?
Well, the desert is lonely any time.
It's like a woman without a man. That's the kind of loneliness it is.
Yeah, I suppose.
Have you ever been alone, Mr. Paladin? Really alone?
Oh, I guess everyone has, Miss Stocker, one time or another.
I mean, have you ever had someone taken from you? Someone you love very much?
We all have our painful experiences, Miss Stocker.
Mm. I had a man once. Maybe he wasn't the best man in the world, but he was mine. And he loved me. The first time he saw me, he walked right up to me, put his arms around me and said, "You're mine." And I was. Until he was killed.
I'm sorry.
Are you, Mr. Paladin? I don't think so. I don't think you know how it is.
Well...
Paladin, hold it right there. You make a move and I'll blow a hole clean through you. That's fine. But we got him, didn't we, Jan Girl? We got that murdering Paladin.
Yes.
Hey, what is this?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough. Take his gun, Jan.
He's got a Derringer too, Dope. I've seen it.
Get it.
Hey, would you mind telling me what this is all about, Miss Stocker?
It isn't Miss, it's Mrs. Mrs. Janet Stocker Cully. Does that mean anything to you?
Is it supposed to?
It should. Since you murdered a man by that name.
Cully?
That's right. Byron Cully, my husband.
What makes you think I murdered your husband?
You did, Paladin. And now you don't even remember his name.
No.
Byron Cully. Virginia City. 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember now. But it wasn't murder. He was drunk. He drew his gun, tried to kill me. There were at least 15 witnesses.
You're a dirty liar, Paladin. You murdered him.
What's your concern in this?
My name's Cully, too. Byron was my brother.
It take you 2 years to set up this trap?
I was in jail when it happened. Janet, she come and told me about it. And I swore I was going to get the man who'd done it.
All right, so what do you do now? You shoot me? Leave me for the buzzards?
Oh, it ain't that easy, Paladin. You're going to die slow and hard. I had me a long time to think about it. We cooked up that story about Janet being sick and ready to die just so as we could get you out here on the desert.
What's so special about the desert?
You know how long a man can last on this desert without water?
You tell me.
1, maybe 2 days at the most.
So?
So tomorrow morning, you start walking, Paladin. Without food or water. But don't you worry, none. We won't be far behind. Just about 10 feet, riding the horses and drinking the water. And when you fall down and start begging for a drink, you think about my brother. You think about him real good.
On the Mojave Desert, the sun can bake your brains, make you see things that aren't there. Your tongue swells in your throat until you can hardly talk. And the buzzards start their silent watch. Doak Cully enjoyed his role of torturer and constantly taunted me about water as I walked unsteadily across the hot, dry sand. Many times, Janet bitterly reminded me of her dead husband. But as the sun rose higher, she spoke less of it. And by late afternoon, she was strangely silent. Somehow, I managed to stagger through that first day. But when Doak made camp that night, tying me hand and foot, I knew I couldn't last another day without water.
Paladin.
Mm.
Paladin.
Mm.
Shh. Janet. Don't make a sound. Doak's asleep. I'm going to cut you loose. I won't give you a gun, Paladin, but I've cut you free. So if you die now, it won't be by my hand.
Why, Janet? Why did you do it?
I don't know. It wasn't like I expected. Go on, now get out.
Janet. He's going to be wild mad when he finds out. You better come with me.
Get out, Paladin.
Now, ain't that cozy?
What?
Jan, girl, I told you I wanted to watch him die. And you was going to turn him loose. You dirty little...
Why, you... You missed me, Doak. You missed me. No, I dropped that gun. Dropped it. Now, I've got the gun now, Doak.
You luring at me?
Stop!
Paladin.
Yeah. Oh. You all right, Janet?
I don't know. He hit me right in the face.
Yeah.
Did he get away?
I think so. I shot at him, but I couldn't see him very well in the dark.
And he'll come back. I know he will.
Maybe not. I've got his gun. Mine's over there in his bedroll.
There's a rifle in his saddle boot.
In his saddle? Oh, the horses. He'll be after the horses. No way!
Paladin.
They're gone.
Paladin. We'll die out here. We can't travel without horses. We're 4 days from the nearest town. What do we do?
We'll have to walk. I bathed Janet's cut face with a very small amount of the precious water and told her we'd have to travel at night to conserve every ounce of strength. She said she felt up to it, so we walked the rest of that night. She held up very well the first few hours, but as daylight approached and cast its eerie shadows over the desolate area, the strain began to tell. She insisted on continuing, however, and by the time the heat became unbearable, we were at the base of the Panamint Mountains. And there, among some large rocks, we took shelter from the blistering sun. Ooh. Well, we did better than I hoped. Once we get over these mountains, we're almost there.
We won't make it. You know we won't. We're going to die here.
Now look, Janet, crying won't help.
I can't help it. I'm so ashamed.
Ashamed? Of what?
Everything, what I've done, everything.
Is that why you cut me loose last night?
I don't know, I suppose. I loved my husband so, and when you killed him, I hated you. All I wanted to do was hurt you the way you'd hurt me. Only I didn't know how it would be.
Well, the important thing is that you didn't go through with it.
But I might as well have. You're going to die just the same.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Maybe neither of us will. No. Look. No, look out there.
Oh, that's Duke.
Uh-huh.
What's he doing?
He's following our tracks. Probably wants to make sure we die.
What do we do?
We've got to get one of those horses.
How can we?
Well, if we're lucky, he won't notice us until he's within pistol range.
What if he sees us before then?
Then he's got us. My gun won't be effective against his rifle at this distance, but if he gets close enough.
Oh, he's got to.
But keep your head down, down.
Sorry.
Just keep it.
Paladin, he's got to come closer. He's got to.
Yeah. Almost now. Janet!
Duke!
Janet!
You've got to come closer!
Janet, get down! Janet! Janet!
He shot me. Duke shot me.
Here. Let me move you back into the shade.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Huh? Oh, don't move me. My back. It's all numb.
Well, you're going to be all right. I'll fix up something to carry you in.
Did you get him, Paladin? Did you kill Dope?
Yes.
I'm glad. Maybe now won't hurt. Won't be so bad to die.
Oh, now, Janet. No, no, no. You're not going to die.
Remember, Paladin,
back in San Francisco. I told you I didn't have long to live. Remember? Remember?
Yes, Janet. I remember.
Boy, sad about your trip, Miss Paladin. Oh, it was not a good thing.
No, it wasn't, hey boy.
No, sir. The man, Doc, he had much hate.
Yes. He died with it.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, are you going into Colonel Hodges' room to play chess now, Mr. Paladin?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Think hey boy will play chess, too.
Oh?
Yes, sir. You, have seen Miss Wong?
No, I haven't, hey boy.
Oh, I find her. Ask her to play chess.
All right.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, hey boy.
Mr. Paladin.
What?
Over here.
Well, Miss Wong.
Oh, Lisa. Is hey boy gone?
Yes, he's gone. But what are you doing hiding in the broom closet?
Oh, not want hey boy to find me.
Why not?
Oh, all week now, every time hey boy see Miss Wong, he want to play chess.
What's wrong with that? I thought you liked to be with hey boy.
Lisa, that's so.
Well, then.
Oh, when he play chess, it's different. He very serious, not laughing. Not talk?
Oh, well, no, Miss Wong, chess is not a game for laughing and talking.
Oh, it's not that, Mr. Paladin. Hey, boy, get angry.
Angry?
Angry.
Why?
Because Miss Wong always win.
Always?
Yes, always.
Gun Will Travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun Will Travel by Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were Barney Phillips and Gene Bates. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun Will Travel. Thank you.